We are learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We are beginning the top line, top of Mem Gimel. The Gemara brought down that Rav Avohu said a klal, that if you have a Stam Mishnah, and then you have a Braisa that's Omach Leikis, the Loch is you pass with the Stam Mishnah. That means the Braisa does not override the Mishnah. Mashenkin, if it's the opposite, if it's a Mechlekes in the Mishnah, a Stam Braisa, well, the same thing. The Braisa also doesn't override the Mishnah. The Mishnah always is the Iker. The Braisa is, like the Gemara says, V'chi Rebbe Leishon or V'chi Yemenayin Lo. It's more than a Kasha from Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. Amaleva, Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. We're talking about Kelim that are Mekabel Tumah or not Mekabel Tumah. In order to be Mekabel Tumah, it has to be a useful utensil. And the halacha is Mesarek Shel Pishton. A brush, a comb that they use to comb out the impurities of the flax. Shenitlu Shinov, that the teeth of the comb were removed. V'nishtayir Boshdayim, two were left. Tumayos. The halacha is, it's still called a viable keli, it works, and it's mekabel tumah. Achas, v'achas, there's only one of tooth left, tahiris, it's tar. V'kulon, shenitlu achas ach me'atzma, all the teeth that I take are removed, those teeth itself are tumayos. Why? Because they can be used for different things. They can be used, like Rashi says, to hang up clothing, like a pushpin, or to tie two things together. Therefore, the teeth itself are mekabel tumah. That's a brush of pishton, shel tzemer. It's a different type of brush with thinner teeth. Shenitlu shinov, that the teeth were removed. Achas b'metayim, there was no two in a row. The halach is, that's tar. Nishtar v'gil makamecher, if you have three in a row, then the halach is, it's tamei. Now, it says further in this Mishnah, hoysa hachitzoyna achas b'metayim, one of the three was the outer, from the outer rows, tar, it's tar, because the outer rows, those teeth in the outer row are very thick, and they're not really useful. So therefore, they're not; those are not counted towards the three. Nitlu beis va'asan l'malakeit. If two teeth fell out, and you fashioned it into a tweezers, tameyos, it's tamei. Achas, if it's one v'skina, and you fashioned it l'ner, in order to clean out a ner, l'metuach, or to hang up clothing, tamei, it's tamei. And the Gemara is going to ask soon, that the beginning of the Mishnah says that the teeth are automatically tamei because you can use it to clean something out or hang up a beged. And here it says, Dafka, if you're a skina, you fashioned it, you masakin it into a keli. So the Gemara is going to ask that stira.
Isn't the difference between pishton and
tzemer? Yeah, but what would be the difference? The pins, it shouldn't be a difference. So the other thing, how many teeth that is taka difference? But this, that if teeth fell off, that should be a keli by itself, that what's the difference? So that akana mishnah in kalim the kaim law and the halacha is the mishnah. We pass in that we don't pass like that mishnah. Why? Because in the tesefta there's a machloikis, and it seems like we pass in like the tesefta. With there, it's brought that as machloikis, and so you see that even though the mishnah was stam mishnah, the brisa is a machloikis, and because of that we pass like the brisa. So it's a kasha on the klal of Rav Avohu, because the sefta in Masechtas Kelim, it's called Bamatzia Gimel Tes. It's a mechlekes between Tanakam and Rab Shimon, but that one shein shenitla mitzvah shel pishton, and that's Tanakam hashein ain't mekabel as tumah. If it's missing one tooth, if you're Rab Shimon, the shein is mekabel tumah. Talking about the tooth that fell off, the one of those two teeth of the brush fell off. It says the mechlekes Tanakam says the shein is not mekabel tumah. Rab Shimon says it's mekabel tumah. So it's mechlekes over there. We say we don't paskin like our Mishnah. So I can put him to Kasha on Rav Avohu's klal. He says, when you have a Stam Mishnah, you go like the Stam Mishnah. Omalei. So he answered to him, it's not a Kasha. Bar minei dahu. Don't bring a raya from that Mishnah. The Rav Yechon Mishnah is going to buy with Zu Eina Mishnah. They say on this Mishnah, Zu Eina Mishnah. Which Gemara thinks right now means that it's not a Mishnah medukdekas. It's the Mishnah that has mistakes. And therefore, this Mishnah does not count as a Stam Mishnah. So Gemara tries to analyze what's wrong with this Mishnah. My time. Om Rav Huda Bar Menayach, Moshe Rav Idi, Barrei Rav Ika. Mishum the kasha ratio of sefer, because he has a stira from the ratio to the sefer. The Ketani, it says, shel tzemer shenitl shinov, a brush that they use for wool, that the teeth were removed, achas metayim, one in between, the lochas is tar, honishtar vishtayim makamech, it's mashi, you have two in a row, it's good, tamei. Vahad tani, then in the same breath, it says, even by a brush of wool, nishtar by gimel, tamei. Gimel in Stein Lay, you need three in a row. So at one point, at one hand, mashma, two in a row is enough. Then it says three, you need three. So it's a stira. So where it says, no, it's not a stira. My kusha. Dilma habe gavayasa, habe varayasa. That maybe it's two different things we're talking about. So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat is that maybe The ones closer to the handle, there two is enough, because there you have more control over those teeth, and therefore two would be enough to do the job. Masha'in kain, when we said you need three, that's talking about when it was further away from the handle, and there you have a harder time controlling it, therefore you need three teeth. That's one pshat in Rashi. Shaltzama, yeah. Shaltzama,
we said the end is no good because it's too thick.
The ends are no good, yeah. So here it doesn't mean the ends right now. For the first pshat in Rashi, it means the closer to the handle, like in the middle somewhere. If it's closer to the handle, it's better. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Second pshat in Rashi is that there are two rows. For the second pshat in Rashi, there are two rows to this brush. Only two rows total. There's the front row and the back row. The entire front row is what we call the gavayasa. That's the outer one, and the inside one. And the inside one is the one. The inside one is the one that you need. For the inside one, two is enough. Why is the inside one two enough? Because, which is the gavasa, the inside one is two is enough. Why is two enough? Because there, those are only there to hold up the wool while I'm brushing it. But the brushing happens with the outer row of the brush. And there, for the outer row, you need three. Like Rashi says, "Lishan achmirah hu ikker begavayasa b'riyasa shtei shuris shnayim yesh lemisarek shol tzemer chitzaynis primiyos hachitzaynis ikker hamalacha tluya behem." The outer row is the ikker malacha. Primiyos liklay tatzemer shliipal. The other b'chitzaynis, the outside one needs a gimel. But makim echav primiyos I'm dying bebe. So it's not a stira. The outer row needs three. The inner row needs two. That's Rashi's second pshat, and Rashi holds that's the ikker pshat. So al kaponim, it's not a stira from the brayse from Rashi's sefer. El Mahacha, the theory is like this. The Ketani, if a kulon shnitul achas achas b'yatzman, it says about a resha in the case of the misarik shal pishton, it says if they were removed one at a time, or one of these shnayim, one shane alone, is good, it's tameh because it's useful. Kulon shnitul achas achas b'yatzman, tameyas afgo v'skino. And it's mashma, even if I didn't fashion it, I didn't make a ticket, I didn't fix it up to make it into a keli, any of the teeth are a keli by itself. Ema seifa, achas, one of these shenayim that came out, the skin of an air, I fixed it and I made it for something that could clean out an air, or the metuach, or to hang something up, temeya. It's mashma dafka eskina. Dafka, if I fashioned it, eskina in, loy eskina loy. So it's a stira, ratio to the sefer. The ratio says the teeth itself is a keli without being misakin it. And the sefer says you have to misakin it on my bayo. This was not a kasha, my kusha. It depends how it came out. If it came out of the brush with part of the top of it, so it has like a handle now to use it. So there, you don't have to fashion it. That's the race he's talking about. The same is talking about that it came out without the top of it, without the top. And therefore, you have to fashion a base yad, a handle, to be able to hold it. So that's why it's not a kasha, or not a teretz, or a papa, or my kosha. This is similar to you wanted to answer. That the thick ones don't need a base yad. The race is talking about a misarik shal pishdon, where there it's avos, it's thick, doesn't need a base yad. Masha'in kein, the second case of tzemer is thinner, it's a thinner teeth, and there needs a base yad. So it's not a kasha either. So it's back shver akasha. Why don't we go like the stam mishnah? So the Gemara, elam mishum, the misayim vei davkani, zu divir shimon. The daikonim say on this mishnah, zu divir rab shimon. This is the shita of rab shimon. So therefore, it's a shita yechidah, it's not a stam mishnah. And therefore, that is the reason why we don't pass like it. Avad if it be a stam mishnah, you're passing like it. But they end off with zu divir rab shimon, so it's not a stam mishnah. And I, Rabbi Yechav, is talking to say zu in the mishnah. Their kavana really is that it's not that it's not a mishnah medudekas. What they mean to say is, it's not a mishnah stuma. That's what they mean to say. Zu in the mishnah, it's not a mishnah stuma, and therefore it's not a kasha, why we don't pass like that. So, going back to the halachas of being ma'arsim, of doing Erisin Favchano. We know that if someone divorces his wife, that lady cannot get remarried until she waits 3 months. Same thing if her husband dies, she can't get remarried for 3 months. And we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, what about doing Erisin? That was machlokes in the Mishnah. And Lemaisa, the Gemara came out with Paskin that you have to wait 3 months even to do Erisin. Now the Gemara will give some hirois, some halachas about that. Shalach Rav Chiya Ba'ovin, Ma'arsin Toich Gimel. You're allowed to do Erisin in the third month. Even if you have to wait 3 months, but in the third month is good enough. V'chein Erisin Ma'isa. And Taka, that's how some practiced and did like that. V'chein Rav Elazar Malamdeinu, V'shem Rav Chanina Agadol, Rubei Shal Rishon, Rubei Shal Shlishi, V'emtsa Yishalim. There are only 3 full months. Roiv of 1 month, a roiv of the last month, and a full month in the middle is enough for Havchana. Legavi Erisin at least. Not for Nesu'un, just for Erisin. Because the whole Erisin is only a Gzeira, that's enough if you have in the third month or part of 3 months. like Rav Chanina Gadol says. Ameimar Shara Le'aris B'Yom Tishim. He says you have to have 3 months, but the 90th day, you say mix the kula and you can do erisin. Not assume, but you can do erisin that day. You have to wait 3 months. You have to have three full months. Besides for the day of death, and besides for the day of the erisin, you have to have 3 full months. So the Gemara, no, that was the guy with menekes, which made menekes is more chomer because menekes is shaila of sakana. Like we said on yesterday's blad, you can't marry a menekes for 24 months. Ahuli in menekes itmar. The ravish will darim tevayu. Tzrich lam to go chav dal chayis. Wait 24 months. Chutz b'yem shneil bay, v'chutz b'yem shesaras bay. Besides for the day that he died, and besides for the day of the erisin. Great Gemara by Afchanu Yom Seret. Vahu the avad sudas erisim yem tishim. There was someone who made a Sudas Erisin on the 90th day, but after the Ravos does, Ravos canceled the Chasim and said he can't do it. And so you see, even on the 90th day, even by Erisin, it's a problem according to Ravos. I want to know, who Sudas Nesuin Havai? That was a Sudas Nesuin, and there, everyone agrees, if there's a Nesuin, then you can't do it on the 90th day, after the 91st day. What's Halach Lamaisa? Hilchasa, Tzrich, Lahamdin, Chavdal, Chaydesh, Chutz B'yem, Shinerod, Boy, Chutz B'yem, Shinerod, Boy. When it comes to waiting 24 months, for example, by Moabaris, Avinekes, you have to wait 24 months after the baby's born, and that's besides for the day that he died, and besides the day that he was born, and besides for the day of Erisin. But Tzrich, Lahamdin, Chadosh, Chutz B'yem, Shinerod, Boy, Chutz B'yem, Shinerod, Boy. Same thing, waiting 3 months for Avchana, has to be 3 full months besides for the day he died, and besides for the day of Erisin. In between, these are 3 full months. And that's why Paskin Shulchan Aruch, you need 3 full months, and you need 24 full months for the days of Menekes. It's happened to be a shaila in the halacha. It needs 24 times 30, or it's 24 chadashim, which means some are 29, some are 30. Ayin Sham in the halacha. What's halacha lemaisa?